World of Gervais Prelude.
Welcome to the World of Gervais podcast, where we strive to encourage you in your everyday life. Now, here's your host, Christy Gervais.
Hello, and welcome to World of Gervais podcast. I am so very excited that you decided to join us today for our very first podcast. And while this isn't technically a full episode, it is more of sorts of what we would consider a prelude or an introduction of what is to come. Because the reason we really wanted to do this episode is so people could have a better understanding of what World of Gervais is. World of Gervais, in essence, is a ministry that is dedicated to encouraging people in everyday life. We are in ministry ourselves. We work with people very closely. I am a counselor, and we do all sorts of ministry inside the church, evangelism outside of the church, outreach, and every aspect of ministry and every aspect outside of ministry within our personal lives, with our friends, with our families. There are people hurting. There are people that are greatly discouraged. There are people that do not have the hope that they need to get through this world. And we know who gives that hope, and we know who gives that encouragement. And we just want to be that small part of people's lives that, whether it might be a day of trying to get your kids to school on time and you're running behind and you're feeling stressed, or you're feeling stressed because you just got a really bad doctor's report, or things might not be going all that great in your family life or your marriage, even the things of housemaking, of how they can be overwhelming. If you are new to a new wife or out on your own and living by yourself for the first time, whatever it may be, that is truly the essence of World of Gervais, is no matter where you are in life, in that moment, in that day, we just pray that we can share something with you that can encourage you. So I would just like to share a little bit of a story about where World of Gervais came from. As I mentioned before, we are ministers, and I have a counseling ministry, and my husband is an ordained bishop through the Church of God, and he also does evangelism, and we do all sorts of ministries in different areas. And people, a lot of time, you know, ministers and pastors, they are oftentimes, them and their families are in this big glass bubble, so to say, and a fishbowl, I guess that's what they call it. And people are always looking to them, and they're examining them, they are critiquing them. And a lot of times, I feel that people get a false impression of who we truly are, because we are the ones that help them during the time of need. And oftentimes, when we are the ones helping others in their deepest, darkest time of needs, they sometimes look at us and seem to think that we have it all together and that we live the perfect life with no issues, with no problems, nothing going on, and that we do everything in the absolute perfect way that a Christian should live, that we never make mistakes. Or the other side of that is that people just think that because we are in ministry, because we are Christians, that we live a completely boring life. So last year, World of Gervais was born. It was born in two aspects. One, a blog that can be found at www.worldofgervais.com, which basically is blog posts that are to encourage in various areas of life. And then the other aspect of that was that we began to vlog. We began to vlog, which is video, different parts of our life, just everyday life, to show people that, one, we can have fun. We do not have to be boring because we are Christians or because we are in ministry, but also that we are human beings and that we have problems and we face trials and tribulations and all kinds of things in life that everybody else does, and that we do not pull on our own strength, even though sometimes we might forget where our strength comes from within a second or two, and we have that moment, and then we have to come back and realize that we need to bring it to God, and that is our source of strength, and that Jesus is our peace giver, and that Jesus is our healer, and that the Holy Spirit will guide us. And so, in essence, that is what World of Gervais came about for, because we would hear people all the time say to us, I just wish I had it together like you. Man, I just wish, you know, I had your life, or things of that. And man, that would just break my heart, because one, it's not true. And two, God gave you your life, and He has blessed each of you with something, and you just have to find who He has made you to be and live it in according to His will and Him guiding you, and just letting Christ be the center of your life. We are no different than anybody else, and that is just really what we wanted to do. But the one thing that has always been a part of me is that I have found myself always wanting to be the cheerleader for the person that felt defeated, or for the person that felt like they couldn't take another breath, or they couldn't live another day. That is my passion. I want to help the hurting. I want to encourage them. And the fact that I know a Savior and that I know a God that can give peace that passes all understanding, that a God that can really touch people's lives, that we can draw on Him, or just to give His word to others and allow them to be able to just rest in that and know that they can make it another day, and that they're not alone in this world, that there are so many other people that are hurting, but more than that, that there is a God that is always with them. So that is really the essence of what World of Gervais is. We just really wanted to try to give a prelude of sorts to before these episodes come out in 2017 that we are so very excited for. I know that I've already sat down and I have met with my planning team, and we have come up with some really awesome stuff. That some of the things that we are going to be working on is a series on stress and anxiety, and also mental illness in the church and how it's dealt with and in the circle of other Christians. We're also looking at possibly some things on depression. And for the new year, you know, new beginnings, because I think that while new beginnings can be great, change does cause stress. And sometimes it's hard to step out and to really move forward in that. So what we're really going to do is we're going to have these podcasts, and they are going to go hand in hand with a blog post following the very next week, where you can really get in depth and you'll have that written material to really supplement the podcast that we're going to do. There will be all kinds of formats of how we're going to do this. It might just be me, but what I really want it to feel like is that it is you and a friend just talking and having a conversation. So I'm probably going to bring on some of my friends and people that their testimony has touched my life, or I really think that it can touch somebody else's life. So that is really where we are. World of Gervais has a scripture on their website, and it is 1 Thessalonians 5:11, and it is really the heart of World of Gervais, which says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And we live in a world where we face sickness, we face terrorism, we face work issues, we face issues in the family, issues in the church, issues in ministry. In our everyday life, we deal with issues on mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, every area of our life. So I know that World of Gervais is a relevant ministry because we live in a world of hurting people, And that is what World of Gervais wants to do, is just minister into those people's needs. And it might be something that you might not understand how that could minister into someone's need, but it'll be something that we feel or we know that it could maybe touch someone else's life. So we just really would love that if you would share this with other people, that when our episodes start coming out, if you would help us. We are a new ministry, and we know that God gave this to us for a reason, and we just want that one small part in the world of being the body of Christ. And we just look forward to what God is going to do through this, and we cannot wait to hear the things that God is doing in your life as well. If you would, go to World of Gervais on Facebook and like us there. We also have a YouTube account under World of Gervais and a Twitter account at World of Gervais. Don't forget also to look at our blog at worldofgervais.com. We are so grateful that you were able to join us today, and we look forward to seeing you guys in 2017. God bless you. From our world to your world, go tell the world.
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.worldofgervais.com for more encouragement.